I want to talk fish now because, well, I love fishing. No, I don't. Actually, I don't fish at all, but I find this very interesting because a lot of people do. Apparently, 600,000 people a year fish. Now, you don't always catch a fish when you do go fishing, but I imagine you'd like to. Now, urgent action by the government has been called on to take this action to protect New Zealand's recreational fisheries before our fishing way of life is lost. Dr. Randall Bess is the author of the Future Catch Initiative's consultation document, and he joins me now. Randall, hello there.
Hi.
Now, from your point of view, paint me a picture. What's happening in fishing in New Zealand now?
Well, what's happening is that while we have kind of international recognition for the vast majority of our fisheries being well managed and at sustainable levels, that largely pertains to the what I call the real money fish, those out in the midwater and the deep water where the vast majority of management attention and research funding goes to. You know, they make up the bulk of the commercial earnings and export value. But when we look in the inshore space, there's, of course, a number of money fish as well, but at the same time, there's considerably less attention by fisheries managers, relatively speaking, and less research and less monitoring. So what we're saying is what we need is a real focus on that shared space in the inshore waters where there's competition for a number of fisheries between the commercial, recreational, and customary fishers, and often there just simply isn't enough to go around. So what we're recommending is that MPI, you know, do more to actually get more of these fisheries up to the targets for abundance or biomass, how many fish there are in the ocean, get them up to their agreed targets, which is considerably higher than where most of them are at. And also we're recommending that there be some indicators of progress in terms of improving these fisheries and even giving, you know, some indicators of recreational fisher satisfaction of recreational fisheries. At this point, you look in the MPI reports, and what they measure for recreational fishing is the number of compliance inspections, largely. Mm. You know, that's where their focus is. And we've looked elsewhere around the country and, around the world, and we've seen that there's some places that have done much better in terms of putting the focus on improving the fisheries that are important to recreational fishers and reporting against those.
Do we have relaxed fishing rights in New Zealand, or are they too relaxed?
Well, I would call them generous,
right, yes.
Relative to most other countries, and largely that's because we've been fortunate to have a relatively small population base, and also highly productive marine environments, so that we have a good amount of fisheries being sustained. But at the same time, our population is growing. Two generations ago, it was half what it is now. Mm. In the next generation, Stats New Zealand predicts it will be 30% higher.
Wow.
We reach a point where even the recreational fisheries will put more pressure on the sustainability stocks. But by no means am I blaming recreational fishers. I'm simply saying this is the fact. Recreational fishing will increase with an increase in population and tourism. Mm. And what that's going to do is it's going to increase the conflicts and the tensions with competing fishing sectors. Those are just simply factual statements that we need to do something about, as other countries have also.
Dr. Randall Bess, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. He's the author of the Future Catch Initiative's consultation document around fishing in New Zealand. And clearly, it's a big issue. Like I said, I don't fish myself, but I know a hell of a lot of people who do. They don't catch a lot of fish, but they do enjoy fishing. And it's always an issue that comes up in New Zealand.